Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Again, Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the second day of our fall share-a-thon. Thank you for your presence with us. Thank you for the theme of standing shoulder to shoulder, and thank you for the opportunity for us to have many believers to come alongside the work and the ministry of American Family Radio as we carry out the mission of spreading the gospel and building the kingdom by the use of the airwaves. Thank you, Father, for how that you've blessed Share-a-thon so as you have thus far. Thank you for how that you'll continue to bless. Anoint the broadcast today with a great anointing. Accomplish mightily through that which you desire. And Lord, stir us all to become more and more the prayer warriors you want each and every one of us to be, and anoint us all afresh this day with the spirit of prayer and intercession. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. As we've just alluded to, we're on day two of our fall share-a-thon, and our theme once again is standing shoulder to shoulder. And the theme scripture comes from Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9, which tells us, "Then I will give to the peoples clear and pure speech from purified lips, which reflect their purified hearts, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord to serve him shoulder to shoulder, united." And we appreciate you listening today, and we appreciate your continued prayers, praying for the Lord to bless the work of American Family Radio and to bless the Share-a-thon as well. And keep in mind, we're sharing also that if you do choose to make a donation, again, the number to call if you'd like to make one is 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. You can call in and make a pledge to help us to continue the great work of American Family Radio. With a one-time gift donation of $150 or more, you will receive as a premium our American Family Coffee, the 8-ounce package of Honor French Vanilla. Or if you wish to be a monthly giver of $30 or more, you can receive our donation premium of, once again, American Family Radio, the 8-ounce package, Honor French Vanilla, plus the Pilgrim's Progress DVD, a wonderful animated version of the powerful and the wonderful story written by John Bunyan, Pilgrim's Progress. Hope that you will call in and make a pledge and help us continue the work of American Family Radio. On day two of our share-a-thon, we're blessed and honored to have in studio with us Chris Woodward, who is a part of our One News Now news team here at American Family Radio, as well as he's a part of the leadership of the ministry entitled 1 Million Dads. Chris, thanks for joining us
today. Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be back.
Good to have you on once again. And if you'll take a moment just to further introduce yourself and tell our listeners more about both 1 Million Dads, but also One News Now. Some of our listeners may not know what One News Now is.
Sure. OneNewsNow.com is the website for American Family News. At the top of every hour on this station and others, you will hear 5-minute newscasts. That's American Family Radio News. And basically, the information on those newscasts and a lot of other content goes to a website called OneNewsNow.com. So American Family News is the radio version of the news service. OneNewsNow.com is the print version of the news service. And again, what you hear on the radio station will be on the website, but there's a lot of additional information there, longer, more details and stories, things like that. So be sure to check us out there for a lot of content. And we also have information from news articles, news outlets across the web in a section on the right side of the page called Latest from the Web. Mm-hmm. So we kind of save you a lot of time and energy. You can just go to OneNewsNow.com and get all the information you need, plus associated press content. So be sure to check us out there. We're also on social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. Just do searches for those and you'll find it. But in addition to news reporting, I am blessed to have the opportunity to serve in a ministry here we have called 1 Million Dads. And you think, well, what is that about? The mission of 1 Million Dads is the mission of Ezekiel 37. The men of the church have long been asleep. We've kind of relinquished our God-given positions of leadership, things like that. And so myself and Jim Schimpert and a lot of the other men here at American Family Association write blogs, and we come up with just things that inspire us. We share tidbits of information we've heard in our church sermons and things like that. And we try to inspire, encourage, uplift men to do what it is that they're expected to do in the home, but also in the workplace, through a series of blogs. And our categories include Christian living, scripture, the righteous husband, and also nation and world. So if you go to 1milliondads.com, you'll see a lot of blogs there. And be sure to click on the teachings tab at the top of the page. When you go there, you'll be able to search by authors. We've got a number of things from Pastor Joseph that are published on there, and thank you for that. We also have a lot of other things from Abe Hamilton, Tim Wildman, Wesley Wildman, Jim Schimpert, again, myself, and many others at 1milliondads.com.
Okay. Well, again, the number to call if you'd like to participate in the Share-a-thon, which helps us to continue the work of ministries like 1 Million Dads and One News Now and many of the other ministry divisions. The number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. And let me say to every single listener, we really like to encourage you, if you would prayerfully decide on sending a gift of any amount that you feel that you feel led to and are able to do. Keep in mind, sometimes people make the big mistake of thinking, well, if I don't have a large gift, a small gift won't make that much difference. The reality is that the ministry of the American Family Association, like many other ministries, the majority of our gifts are very small mm-hmm. gifts. Individuals that have chosen to give to help the work, just like I had the opportunity to be on the phone yesterday. One lady called in with a gift of $7, and she was apologetic about the size. But the fact is, every dollar makes a difference.
It does.
Every dollar helps us carry out the mission. And the reality is, if lots of people give small gifts, it adds up and helps us to continue the work. So don't decide that any gift that you're able to give is too small. Whatever you can do is appreciated, and it's a seed in the kingdom of God. And God builds the kingdom of God one seed at a time.
Sure. You know, and we sing the song Little as Much when God is in it, right?
So, that's right.
You know, whatever you can give, we will certainly take. And bear in mind, too, that oftentimes during Share-a-thon, someone has put up a match to effectively double or maybe even triple whatever you're donating. So if you, in your mind, could only give $7, that might actually be 14 or 21 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of those opportunities, or just send whatever you can, if at all possible. We'd also appreciate some prayer. Not everybody can pay. Everybody can pray, though. So please do continue to remember us in prayer here for our health and safety, but more importantly, for people to be impacted with the good news.
That's right. That's right. The number again, to call in if you want to make a pledge, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Chris, I want to ask if you'll take a moment to pray for dads that may be listening today, that as they listen and learn more about the ministry of 1 Million Dads, that they will not only recognize that not only can they be blessed and encouraged as dads as they read the articles and go to the blogs, but also there might be truth or insight or something that's shared that reminds them about one more way God can use them to bless their children and the world around them. But would you pray for dads that are listening?
Yes. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you and to ask things in Jesus' name. We pray now for the fathers that are listening. Some of them are new to this program. Others are longtime listeners. Regardless, we thank you for their listening to us and praying for us and supporting us in some way or another. We pray that our blogs today would be able to reach people with the good news of Jesus Christ. We pray that for those that are hurting out there that just need a sense of peace, we pray that things we've written would be able to encourage and uplift and inspire those. We pray for people that are maybe just looking for answers, that maybe have stumbled across us on the radio dial and are trying to find actual real truth. We pray that things we've written would reach those people. We thank you for the opportunity to just be doing what we're doing. There's a lot of other things that we could be doing out in this world, but you have brought us here for a reason. Help us not to take that for granted. I also want to take a moment to pray for stepdads out there. There's a lot of stepfathers that have been put in situations where they've had to help raise a child or maybe raise a child on their own, and help us not to forget those. Certainly, Joseph is a good example of being someone who was put in a fatherhood position, and he did it greatly. I think that's one of the reasons why you pointed him out as being a just man, and help us to learn from his examples and all the examples that are in Scripture. There's a lot of examples in the Old Testament. There's a lot of examples in the New Testament of people coming to you for whatever reason. Help us to find ways to get in our Bibles more and to read those things and to share what it is that we're talking about in church, to share what it is that we're reading in our Bibles, to share what it is that we've come across on 1milliondads.com. Help us today make a difference. We can't necessarily take back or redo things that have already happened in our past, but we can make a difference today. So we thank you for this radio program, for this ministry, for the 1 Million Dads ministry, and we pray that dads listening right now would make a difference going forward for their children or their neighbors or just someone at church that needs a good mentor, Lord. And we ask each and every one of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Chris. The number once again to call in, if you'd like to make a pledge to help us continue the mission and work of the American Family Association, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. You know, Chris, just one thing that I want to go back to, just very briefly, you were sharing about the work of One News Now, mm-hmm. and of course, we'll get back to 1 Million Dads as well, but it is so important in our culture that believers recognize the great need for news sources that come from a Christian perspective.
Yes.
Because, you know, one thing that is so important to look at, too, is that news, to a great extent, is what the individuals that make up that news source decide is news, whatever they choose. And the reality is Christian sources select many times different topics mm-hmm. that are critical topics. And to be quite honest, sometimes the topics that non-Christian news sources select are frivolous and foolish,
right,
to be quite honest. But share your thoughts about why a Christian news source is so important.
A Christian news source is important because Christians out there need to know what's going on in the world. I know a lot of believers that say, you know what, I don't pay any attention to the news, I don't believe it. But you need, I think, to know what's going on in the world so that way you can apply God's truth to the things that you're hearing on the news. And we do interview a number of religious liberty law firms, ministries, things like that. And one of the things I always make a point to ask the person I'm interviewing is, why should our Christian readers and listeners care?
I'm going to have to jump in, and we're going to pick up on the other side. Our in-studio guest is Chris Woodward. As we're in the midst of our share-a-thon, the number to call, once again, 1-877-616-2396 if you'd like to make a pledge. We'll be right back.
Until love came. second time's around, happiness could not be found until love came. I was left all alone. Love showed me, love said not so. Without a reason for cause, peace and joy, please don't pause until love came. Having no hope at all, and not a love what to call until love.
The music of BB and CC Winans, the song Love Said Not So. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We are in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and the number to call if you'd like to call in and make a pledge to help us to continue the work and mission of American Family Radio is 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. Again, if the radio station of American Family Radio blesses and encourages you and helps you to be a better equipped disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, we please and encourage you to call in and make a pledge of any amount, because remember, every seed, every gift helps. Every seed makes a difference. So whatever you choose to give is very much appreciated. Once again, the number 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. We're going to hear a listener testimony of how the Lord is using AFR in the life of a listener.
This is Chris in Texas. Thank God for AFR. You all are an answer to prayer. We have been spoon-fed the lie of separation of church and state for so long that many Christians have isolated themselves from news and politics. AFR is being used by God to bring believers and followers of Christ back into the discussion. I love how the hosts are bold in proclaiming the truth and sharing the scriptural perspective on the dealings of the day. I love that my kids can hear firsthand how the Bible addresses every issue in life, including government and history. We're a homeschooling family, so news and information we hear on AFR is very helpful in shaping a Christian worldview for the next generation. May Almighty God continue to multiply and amplify the voice of AFR.
Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, we're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and the theme is Standing Shoulder to Shoulder. Hope that you will choose to both pray for us as well as to call in and make a pledge of any amount that you wish to. Our in-studio guest today is Chris Woodward. He's with our One News Now news department and with the Ministry 1 Million Dads, both which are divisions of American the American Family Association. Chris, if you'll pick up where you left off before we jumped in there.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was saying it's important for a Christian news service, because Christians need news. We just heard from a testimony there that we need to hear about news and politics. That way we can apply what it is we know to be true from the Bible to things that we're seeing and hearing and reading about in the news. Conversations oftentimes at church or maybe out on the public square involve things going on in the news cycle. And so you can say, well, let me tell you what God says about this. So that's why American Family News and OneNewsNow.com exist, to inform and equip and uplift people with the news, so that way they can apply what it is that God wants them to do. One of the things I had said was, when I interview an attorney from, say, a religious liberty law firm or something, is, hey, I think I know the answer to this question, but tell us why our Christian readers and listeners need to care about this story. So that way you get that, okay, this is why this case in Texas is important, even though I live in Wapakoneta, Ohio, and things like that. Everything going on in our country impacts you, even if it's a case that doesn't necessarily involve a Christian. It could be a case that involves a Jewish person that's fighting for his or her religious freedoms. What impacts them will eventually impact your faith if it has not already. So that's why we do what we do. And oftentimes with 1 million dads, I will take stories that we're hearing about in the news and I'll try to find a piece of scripture or maybe something in scripture that we can connect to situations like this. For example, you look at missions. We're all called to go and preach the gospel to everybody, but we can't reach people with the gospel if we're not involved and we're not out there trying to reach people. So I wrote a blog. This has been a long time ago, but I wrote a blog for 1 Million Dads called You Can't Catch Anything If Your Line's Not Wet. And the example I went to go use, it was kind of an object lesson. When I was a kid, my dad bought a boat, and he wanted me to go fishing with him. And my dad loved to go fishing early in the morning when a young 13-year-old Chris Woodward did not feel like going. My dad also liked to go fish in, like, February. So it's cold here in Mississippi that time of year, and you're out there on the water. And I would oftentimes fall asleep on the back of the boat, and my dad would always wake me up saying, "You can't catch anything if your line's not wet." So you take experiences like that, and you apply them to missions and say, hey, you can't win people with the gospel of Jesus Christ if you're not out there teaching and professing Jesus Christ too. And it's through those little blogs and, again, many of the other categories that we have, Christian living, scripture, the righteous husband, nation and world, that we can learn from and share with other people whilst also visiting onenewsnow.com to figure out what is going on in the world.
That's right. That's right. Again, the number to call in if you'd like to make a pledge to help us continue the mission and work of American Family Radio, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. You know, Chris, I think of this, that back it was on October 1st that you did a story for us. I had the privilege of being a part of an event called the Moral Outcry Petition event that happened in Washington, D.C. in front of the Supreme Court. Well, you are one of, and you and One News Now were one of a number of news outlets that covered that event. Well, sadly, many major news outlets didn't cover it at all. For them, that wasn't news. But the reality is this event was a challenge to Roe v. Wade. Now, and it's the one more reason why it's so critical that we as believers see the importance of getting news from a Bible perspective is because the reality is our culture is struggling and having the battle is raging around Roe v. Wade. But the reality is Roe v. Wade, which was the Supreme Court decision that decided that abortion could be legal in our nation, should have never happened because the Bible clearly says you shall not murder. And abortion, sadly, is a form of murder. And yet we have many in this nation will feel like they're ready to fight tooth and nail for the right to murder their babies. And what a tragedy. But again, from a Bible perspective, it should have never happened.
Right.
So the fact that you all covered that important event is so good because it was covered from a Christian perspective and needed to have been covered.
Right. And it was an honor to cover that because you're right. A number of news outlets don't give things like that any attention. If they do show up, they'll show some, what we call spray some video, just shoot a couple of things of the crowd and then, you know, kind of diminish it or say, you know, these people showed up to do this and they're infringing on your right to choose and things of that sort. I'm happy to cover things like that because I know, A, there's a lot of people that are never going to hear about this if we're not doing it. But two, one of the things that Mr. Parker, Alan Parker, that's the name, right? Alan Parker had pointed out, you know, he points to things that happened in legal cases, but he also applies biblical principles to it. And those things you'll always hear at American Family News, and you'll rarely, if ever, hear on a lot of your mainstream outlets, including taxpayer-funded news outlets, by the way, that you can pick up not far from probably this radio frequency.
That's so true, so true. I want to ask if you'll take a moment specifically to pray for dads that are listening to in relation to the mission and the work of 1 million dads. You know, there are many men, and the listener testimony a few moments ago alluded to this. They're not involved because, sadly, too many times believers think of politics as being, well, dirty or not important or not a priority, whereas as that listener testimony, the person with behind the listener testimony shared, the Word of God applies to everything, every circumstance, every issue, and we're to seek to faithfully apply the wisdom of God's Word to everything, and that's how we build the kingdom of God. Would you pray for dads to see the need for us to aggressively get into the Word and apply it to every area of our lives?
Yes. Father God, we thank you again for the opportunity to be able to come here before you and to make these requests. I thank you for that testimony we heard there, because it reminded me that there are dads out there that care, that want their children to see truth and to know what truth is. He mentioned they're getting their new service from us, so that encourages me to keep up the fight, so to speak. But also, I'm encouraged to know that there's dads out there that want their kids to get in the Word and to read the Word. And I would imagine this man probably sits down with his children and his wife, and they have Bible time or just family time at supper and things like that. Help us to use those opportunities today going forward to make sure that we're in the Word ourselves, that our children are where they need to be with the Lord. I pray that men right now listening that are new to us would get in the Bible and talk with other men about what it is that they're reading in the Bible. Sports games and other things going on in the news are topics of conversation, but we all need to be conversing with one another about what it is that you tell us each and every time that we open the Word. Help us to take advantage of all the opportunities that we have. And many of us drive to work, or maybe we're standing in line for things in a lot of places throughout the day. Help us to just seize those opportunities to maybe listen to the Bible or read the Bible. Again, share it with other people. And I thank you for those that are going to OneNewsNow.com and 1 Million Dads. We pray that we would impact many more families to come. And thank you for this ministry that, again, provides us the opportunity to talk about these things without fear of repercussion or anything from our government. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Chris. Once again, the number to call in if you'd like to make a pledge to help us continue the work of American Family Radio, the number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. We're going to hear from another listener as we listen to another listener testimony.
Hi, my name is Ellen from Ohio. I teach religion, Christian religion, 5 days a week. I can't tell you how many times I've turned on the radio on my way to teach in the morning, and I have gotten a religion lesson out of the show airing, whichever it may be at the time. I often turn it on in the morning when I go to my run, and I'm able to extract another lesson. Thank you, American Family Radio.
You know, Chris, that's very powerful and very encouraging to mm-hmm. know, too. You know, the reality is, and we just alluded to this, it's important to understand that the Word of God applies to everything, every circumstance. Our goal is to seek to approach life from a Christian perspective, mm-hmm. and helping people to do that is such an important part of building the kingdom of God and making disciples.
Yeah, I mean, Scripture tells us that all Scripture is given by God for the purposes of doctrine, for correction, instruction, and righteousness. So don't think, well, just because I'm a Christian, I don't need to pay so much attention to the Old Testament. There's a ton of things in the Old Testament that mm-hmm. not only apply to New Testament teachings, but explain why it is that we believe what we do, where it is we've come from, where we're going, things like that. I often, in a Sunday school class that I do with my wife, we teach kids grades 4th, 5th, and 6th grade. And we always, I like to go through what I call character studies. Mm-hmm. The Bible is chock full of examples of men and women, young and old, that are in situations, and let's look at the situation they're in. How did he or she respond? Was mm-hmm. it good? Was it bad? How can we learn from those situations and apply them to our lives going forward? So don't, you know, never think something happened 2,000, 3,000 years ago or mm-hmm. something of that sort, and it doesn't apply to me in 2019. It does. Mm-hmm. There are things in the Bible that God put there for a reason, and God wants us to read those. He wants us to see how we can apply them to our lives, and he wants us to share it with other people so that over time, more and more people are impacted with biblical truth so that way they can apply it to the things they're seeing in their country, even in their own neighborhoods oftentimes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Chris, you just alluded to people, the way people look upon the Old Testament. It's so critical that we understand all of the Word of God is the Word of God, and all of the Word of God is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so to try to cut out the Old Testament is to try to cut out a part of Jesus. So that just would be a foolish thing to do.
Right.
And I think of this too. The Ten Commandments we are found in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5 in their entirety in those two places. And the fact is, that's the moral law of God.
Yeah.
It doesn't change.
Yeah.
So they are just as applicable today as they ever were when God gave them.
Yeah, this is my own personal opinion. Oftentimes people will talk about which of the Gospels is their favorite, Matthew, Mark, mm-hmm. Luke, or John. I know a lot of people that have always, you know, they know John forward and backward. I've always mm-hmm. appreciated and really liked Matthew. That's one of my five books I would read if I was on a deserted island kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
The Gospel according to Matthew. And one of the things that I appreciate about that is the fact that he uses, well, the Holy Spirit inspired Matthew to point these things out, but really Matthew points out a lot of Old Testament prophecies. Mm-hmm. So if you were to read Genesis through Malachi, and then you were to immediately start really studying Matthew, you're going to see some things, and you're I remember reading that.
We'll have to jump in again, and we'll pick up here. Our phone number to call in if you want to be a part of our Fall Share-a-thon, 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396 for our Fall Share-a-thon. We'll be right back. Brenda Lowe, the song, I Am Not Ashamed of the Gospel. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We are in the midst of our Fall Share-a-thon, and the number to call in if you'd like to be a part of our Share-a-thon and call in and make a contribution to help us to continue the work of American Family Radio, the number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396 to call in to make a pledge. With a one-time gift of $150 or more, you can receive our premium of American Family Coffee, the 8-ounce package of Honor French Vanilla, or for a monthly gift of $30 or more, you receive both that coffee gift item, and a DVD of Pilgrim's Progress, an animated version of Pilgrim's Progress, a wonderful presentation of the powerful story written by John Bunyan, Pilgrim's Progress. Hope you'll call in and make a pledge. I want to take time now to listen to another listener testimony.
My name is Gary, and I'm from Mississippi. Over the course of my ministry, I've been in South Carolina, Virginia. American Family Association and American Family Radio, when it came into being, both have been a real, I guess, a lifesaver or benefit to a busy pastor's schedule in trying to keep up with events that are going on around the world. I know I appreciated the information from AFA that I received by mail for many, many years. We appreciate the ministry of Dr. Don Wildman over the years, and also his family that's following in his footsteps, Tim and others. AFA is one of the very few organizations, and AFR is probably the only radio station that I know of that is really on the front line defending the faith, defending our country and our Constitution. And I just thank God for each of you.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We are in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and the number once again to call in to help us continue the work and mission of American Family Radio is 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. We were blessed to have in studio today Chris Woodward of 1 Million Dads, as well as the One News Now news department here at American Family, at the American Family Association. Chris, so in this last segment, you're going to share with us a little bit more about the work and the mission of 1 Million Dads.
Right. Well, our motto is lead or others will. And it gets us back to the fact that we as fathers are expected to be leaders in the home. If you are not leading your children, somebody is. And oftentimes, more often than not, it's not in a direction they need to go. So Children need to be finding out what it is they need to believe and where it is they should go. Excuse me. And you are the person that God expects to lead them in that direction. Which brings me to this point. You need to know what the Bible says. You need to know what's going on in the world so that way you can connect the two things and properly instruct your child going forward so we all can stand shoulder to shoulder and make this country what it is, what it should be, and where it needs to go. You need to take it in the direction that it needs to go. And really, when I talk about our blogs, they're not all long. If you're familiar with my work at onenewsnow.com, I do write long-form articles, but that's not anywhere close to what you would expect from me on 1 Million Dads. I like to write something that's oftentimes just short. It's similar to a devotional, if you're familiar with those kinds of things. 5 minutes or less, just something to maybe help get your day going, something to bring you back on the proper path, something to help you see, okay, this is what I need to do starting tomorrow because I really messed up today, things of that sort. And they're not all serious either. I like to share funny things. There is a time to laugh, as Ecclesiastes 3:4 tells us. So last week I posted a blog that was church bulletin bloopers, and it was 10 things to get you through the day with a chuckle, things like that. It was just misspellings and things that you would see in a church bulletin, funny little things and maybe poorly worded things that made there were puns or things like that. Just something to give you a laugh. Share it with others because oftentimes somebody needs, they need to laugh. They need a pat on the back. They need something to help carry them through the weekend. So it's not all serious and they're not always long, but they are meant to help encourage and uplift and inspire, just like all of the other ministries here with American Family Association.
Amen. Amen. You know, that one of the things that makes me think of, Chris, is that I've had the privilege to be a part of one of our projects here at AFA called the Ten Commandments Project. And very simply, any dad that chooses to could just have the project of having their child to memorize the Ten Commandments, which doesn't take a long time, and give, give them an incentive, a little money or a prize or whatever.
Right.
But the whole idea of having the seed of the Ten Commandments planted in the heart of a child is so important. And any dad can do it if they choose to do it. And even a dad that might happen to be, for example, because of divorce, not there, do it by phone.
Yeah.
But challenge your child, tell them, I'll give you $10 or whatever if you'll memorize them and recite them to me, because the beauty is the Ten Commandments are a wonderful teaching tool God has given to us in the Word of God, and they're critical because all the headlines, all the news in our culture today are a result of people violating the wisdom behind them.
Right. And I think one way that you can experience kind of a personal connectedness, I don't know if that's a word, but you can experience a personal connection with the people you're reading about in the Bible, specifically the Old Testament, is to teach your children the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that those people knew it? It's because their parents or their grandparents passed
that's
it on
right.
to them. So don't just think, well, that's Old Testament. That doesn't apply to me. Yes, it does. There's things in there, Ten Commandments being a perfect example, that God put there for a reason, and He expects us as Gentiles to know them, to recite them, and to share them with our children so that way the next generation will know.
Mm-hmm.
Really, talking about the Old Testament, when you get to like the book of Judges, mm-hmm. things like that, a lot of the people that had wandered in the desert and went into the Holy Land, they've passed on now, and a generation or two goes by, and nobody knows the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
How is that? It's because they were not teaching their children. They were not in
the
words
themselves. They weren't
diligent
to do their job.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that is our jobs as Americans in 2019 to do that with our families.
That's right. That's right. You know, I think of specifically even, Chris, you know, we're talking about the Ten Commandments. You know, there's a copy of the Ten Commandments hanging over our head mm-hmm. right here in the studio. Well, you know, it's important. I would challenge every listener, father, mother, period, get a copy of the Ten Commandments and have them up in your home. Now, you know, we talk about, well, they should have them hanging in the schools, and they should. They should have them hanging everywhere.
Yeah.
But the fact is, you ask yourself the question, do I have them in my own home?
Yeah.
Lots of believers would say, well, it's in my Bible. Well, that's right, it is in the Bible.
Yeah.
But Deuteronomy chapter 6 talks about and very specifically spells out, amongst other things, it tells you, decorate your home mm-hmm. with the Word of God.
Yeah. Oftentimes, unfortunately, in this day and age in America, we expect somebody else to do the job for us. We mm-hmm. expect teachers to be the ones to educate our children. We don't ever talk about how it is that we need to make sure Johnny or Sally is where they should be in school or even mm-hmm. in Sunday school. Oftentimes, believers will just leave it to their child's Sunday school teacher to educate them as to what the Bible says. But you yourself need to know what the Bible says. You need to be talking about it. You need to be sharing it with other people and help your child's teacher or Sunday school teacher or even the pastor out by making sure that your family is where they should be. And again, that's another reason why a lot of people listen to American Family Radio or go to 1 Million Dads or one of the other great ministries that we have.
That's right. That's right. The number to call again, if you'd like to be a part of our fall share-a-thon and make a contribution, a pledge, the number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. We're going to listen to one more listener testimony.
Hi, this is Glynis from Green Hill, Alabama, and I just wanted to say thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart that you guys are out there helping us learn the Bible, learn how to handle our finances, and learn what is the truth as far as political stuff goes. Just know we love you in Alabama. God bless you all. Thank you.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and the theme is Standing Shoulder to Shoulder. Every single listener is a part of our kingdom family, and we appreciate your prayers as well as your financial contributions. And to call in if you'd like to help us continue the work and mission of American Family Radio, the number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. You know, Chris, on a pretty regular basis, I like to challenge listeners to start the habit of reading three chapters in the Bible mm-hmm. every single day. You know, one of the things I've seen pastorally and just in observing period is it's tragic how many believers are they just don't read their Bibles consistently. And to be quite honest, I don't see that as a point of criticism. I feel for them. I feel sorry for them mm-hmm. because they don't know what they're missing, because any believer that doesn't consistently read the Word of God, they're missing out on so much in their Christian walk.
Right. I know a lot of people that make it a point every year, I'm going to read my Bible this year, and they'll get the Read Your Bible in a Year plan, and they'll read Genesis, Exodus, and then you get to Leviticus, and everything just kind of falls apart. Everybody's an expert on Genesis and Exodus, but when you get to Leviticus, it's like, oh, I don't know. My advice is just, like you said, three chapters a day.
Mm-hmm.
a couple in the old, something in the poetry section, maybe at lunch, New Testament at night, or mix it up. Do things, you know, find something that fits your time. And if you have to, and I know some people are like, oh, you just don't realize how hard this is for me, get up 15 minutes earlier. You will be surprised at what you can get after a period of time. If you just get up 15 minutes early and have a little quiet time with the Lord, you know, pray, you know, thank God for the Bible, for the freedom that we have to read it without anybody throwing us in jail or things like that. And more importantly, ask him to show you what it is that you need to learn from that reading today.
That's right.
You know, start a conversation with a friend at work or at church or whatever. Don't just talk about the weather and the ball game. Talk about what it is that's going on in the Bible, what you read, and what it says to you, that kind of thing.
That's right. That's right. Our time in the Word every day is our one-on-one appointment with our Heavenly Father, our one-on-one appointment with Jesus. And Jesus will spend as much time with us as we'll spend with Him.
Yes.
And it's so important to understand that the reading of God's Word is so vitally foundational to everything in our walk with God, because Jesus is pouring wisdom, grace, peace, and strength into our mind and our heart when we spend that time reading and meditating on it. And to every, again, we're talking that we've been talking about 1 million dads, but we want to challenge every dad and mom, parents, have your children read the three chapters out loud to you every day, because it takes maybe 15 minutes, but it can be the most valuable time in your child's life on that day. Let's be faithful to do that too. Our time is about gone, Chris. Any last words you want to share with our listeners about 1 million dads?
Well, I just, I thank you for keeping this going. We started this 4 years ago. Jim Shepherd got it going. And 1 million dads existed in another version, so to speak, prior to that. But Jim brought it back because he felt a need to bring another ministry like this back into the fold here at AFA. And it's been a long and hard journey, but I appreciate the people that I've run into, people that have emailed me or the opportunity to speak on this program. It encourages me knowing that people are out there listening, and I cherish the opportunity to serve our Lord and Savior by being able to come on a program like this, a prayer that reminds people to pray, to read their Bible, so that way they can know what the world says and what God says, and how we all should respond.
Amen, amen. The number, once again, if you'd like to call in to make a pledge for our Share-a-thon, 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. Thanks, Chris, for joining us
today.
Thank you. Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Hope that you will call and make a pledge to help us to continue the wonderful mission of American Family Radio. Have a blessed day.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.